This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 106 for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
That's cool. 106.
106.
Ooh. It just blows my mind that we can do this every week and 106 times.
And you're still married to me.
Well, you know, there is that. Hey, I just bought you a pen this weekend, didn't I?
Did you? Did you buy me a pen? What did you buy me?
We can just jump right into this. Brian got the coolest Father's Day present.
Well, it's not really Father's Day yet, so I should probably give it back to you so you can...
You're going to.
You're going to wrap it?
Yeah. But it's very cool. It is the handle for a razor.
Well, I've got it right here.
Oh.
I happen to have it.
Shouldn't that be in the bathroom?
Well, no. I figured you'd want to check that out.
It's the barrel of a Parker Vacuumatic.
It's hard to see here, but it's a blue striped.
It's very cool.
Vacuumatic barrel. And then the top part here fits regular Gillette Mach 1, Mach 3 razor blades.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Our good friend Carl Seidel from Pens of Distinction, had it on his table at the Raleigh Pen Show, and I looked at it and I said, "Man, that's cool." But I'm thinking to myself, "It's got to be like $75." It's just, you know,
because it's very cool.
Yeah, he does such nice work, right? I mean, you know, so when he told me the price, I'm like, "Okay." No, kids are going to get that for Father's Day because that's really, I got to have that.
It's very pretty. If he'd had another one, I would have bought it.
Yeah, like maybe now. You know, I wonder how it would look in the, this is blue, but I wonder how it would look in that golden pearl. Might be really pretty.
That would be pretty. Or maybe we'll just find some
set?
Kind of junker barrel.
I'll start collecting razor blades. You can do like an Estabrook J maybe. And then.
We could have four. One for me at home, one for you at home, one for me for when we travel, one for you for when we travel.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Let's get four different.
That'd be fun.
What would you do?
Something blue.
Something blue?
Mm-hmm.
Estabrook J, or is that too...
Probably an Estabrook J, or...
Like a Pelican?
I guess the Pelican would be awesome. The only caution I would have with the Estabrook J is the if it's something that's going to be wet often, I would worry about the lever.
Oh yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's the thing. It's got to be a button filler or a vacuumatic or mm-hmm. something that's a cartridge converter or aerometric because yeah.
I would take green or red vac. The burgundy vac I always thought was very pretty.
Unless you can make it out of like the cap maybe, because the cap would be like say here's an SJ here. The cap is longer than the.
Perhaps, we'll ask him. When are we going to see him next in DC?
We'll see him in DC pending.
His wife may have surgery. I think
pending his wife's condition. So. I just thought it was really, really super neat, and he's probably going to get bombarded now with like 35.
Probably. We should have kept it a secret.
We should have kept it a secret because now he's gonna up the price or something. But
Jonathan says to use a script cert.
That
would be awesome.
They're thin though. I mean, you know.
Well, you know what? We'll see what he can
Let's
do.
Ask him.
And. It would be very interesting. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
He didn't make it sound like it took very long. I mean, you know, he didn't have much effort into it. Just, you know, and that was that. So.
No, it was very cool, and definitely, if there had been another one of almost any brand or color, I would have gone over and snagged it.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe I saw it.
So anyway. That was very cool.
Yeah, so there it is. I'll give it back to you at the end of the show, and you can wrap it up.
Awesome. So we were in Raleigh this past weekend.
Woo!
And that was a lot of fun. It's You know, I looked it up. It's 997 miles, and it's not that much shorter than our trip to Dallas, but it always just, this is just a rough trip. I think because we leave Thursday, we get in, and you know, we do that a lot, but this one's just really a long drive, and coming back is just awful.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just, you know, it's not like we had, you know, a show last week or, I mean, yeah, we had a show at the beginning of the month, but it was Chicago, so that's, you know, barely counts.
Yeah, it was,
so I don't know why.
But it's a well-run show. We had a good time. You know, we always joke that something always happens. So Saturday before the auction, we had dinner with our good friend George, and it was earlier that day that you spilled coffee, or you had coffee spilled on you?
No, it was for breakfast that morning. The waitress came and was clearing the table and a cup of coffee.
Okay. And she spilled it on you?
And she spilled it on my pants, yeah.
Do I remember that?
You were busy. I don't know what you were doing.
Talking,
probably.
Well, the big excitement was Saturday at dinner. We sat down, and it was the exact same booth that we sat at last year. And we ordered, and Brian had a beer, and I had a glass of wine, and George had some iced tea. And it must
have... Marcus, that is.
Yes.
George.
I could spell that for you if you want.
I bet you could.
And the waiter, who clearly was new, and if he wasn't new, he won't last very long, spilled Brian's beer.
It's a tall one, right? The tall.
Yeah, big tall. All over me. From neck to knees. It just floated across the table and landed in my lap. I was drenched. It was like, I'm not exaggerating. It was the George was fine. Brian was fine. The beer just drenched me.
You know, it's not funny, but it's funny now.
Now it's funny.
Now it's funny.
Thank God it wasn't the only dress I had with me.
You know, because, like a white dress or something, that would have been just.
Yeah, but still. Yeah. So, you know, I have to eat dinner in this dress, and then I have to go work the auction, and it was... It was bad.
All right, so
it just smelled like beer. So who won the baddest? How long it would take us?
I don't know. Tim says who went 6:45. Anyway,
the food was good, but the night before,
yeah,
Brian
so,
and I.
Yeah, we're going out of order, right?
Yeah.
So
well,
Friday,
I figured I'd throw the excitement in there first.
Yeah. So that was the unexcitement, right? The food unexcitement, but. You know, Friday, so we pulled in about, what, 11:30 local time?
About 11:30. And we left about 4 the night before.
Yeah, which I think, afternoon. Yeah, so I think 11:30 is about an hour earlier than we got there last year. And things weren't really firing up yet, so that was good. So we did get set up in pretty decent time, except this year we had 4 tables instead of our normal 5 that we've been getting at other shows, so we had a little... we had some problems trying to fit everything on 4 tables. In fact, we didn't. I forgot we had stuff because I had no room to put anything. So
yeah.
We got all set up, and boy, Friday was busy. A lot of traffic.
Friday was very busy. It was. That's good, Tracy. it was surprisingly busy. I don't remember that it was that well trafficked on Friday. Just a lot of people in the room, a lot of foot traffic. You know, we don't necessarily measure shows by, you know, just how much we sell. It's who's there and what we buy, you know, seminars.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of different things. And it was very well attended on Friday. There were a lot of people there. I kept joking that all we needed were the roadies to show up and set up for us, but it never happened. It's very sad.
So what, Friday, you know, just a lot of busy getting set up, and we didn't really, It went to what, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
It was late.
It's nice. It's a late Friday show.
Or it just felt like it.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, right. And so I don't know that there's anything too earth-shattering on Friday, but we packed up and went to our hotel, and we've been looking forward to this actually for a couple weeks because the hotel has these dumplings that are just
to die for.
They have to be.
Well, the dumplings are good. It's the sauce.
Well, the sauce. Yeah. Well, I mean, the dumplings aren't bad. I mean, heavens.
No, they're not bad.
They're nice and big. They're delicious. And then there's this sauce that's got like kind of a, I would say it's kind of like almost a spicy chili, maybe.
It's like a sweet and sour sauce with heat, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, and it creeps up on you, right? You think, oh, well, that's nice. It's nice and sweet, and then all of a sudden it gets a little hotter. It's not, you know, it's not blazing your mouth hot or anything like that, but if you don't drink something or eat something else, it just starts to build up.
Yeah.
But, of course, they only give you five, right? So then Lisa does is she goes and she takes the middle one in the tray and cuts it in half.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, he's going to eat the third one.
Well, yeah.
You got to share. So, the beer was not as good as what we had last year.
No, it wasn't. It was a little hoppy.
I was actually very disappointed.
Yeah, you know, I was like, okay, after one, I'm done. Just. Yeah.
But it was nice to sit on the patio, and there was
breeze.
It was perfect weather. It was wonderful. There was this group of people, friends, coworkers. I'm not sure what they were, and people just kept joining them. And so there was our table, and they took the extra two chairs from our table, and I think they had almost all the other chairs at one little table, maybe two, and they must have had 12 or 15 chairs. It was crazy.
It was far from a quiet dining experience, but the food was phenomenal. I mean, the pasta, the chicken, just really, really amazing. You know, and not that decently priced too. So I thought that was good.
Yeah. We had a good time. We went to bed.
I think we were in bed by
9:30. It was pretty early.
8 or 9 or something. Yeah, I think the show ended at 7. We got over there, and I bet you we were in bed before 9.
Yep.
Got
it
up
was
early.
Nice.
Yeah. That was a little weird, but we got up early, do the show on Saturday, and
Saturday was a little slow. It started out slow.
Yeah, it was a little slower than I think we expected it. You know, we try to compare it to other shows. Saturday's always the big day, and this wasn't. It was better than Friday, but it seemed slow. Although sometimes that's kind of nice because you do get a chance to chat with people. And Jonathan Velli had the most amazing righty instrument I've seen in a while.
He was let's start over. His newest book just came out, and he just got it in from the printer. So he had it at his table, and he was signing it. And once Brian saw what he was signing it with, Brian was trying to, like, grab it out of his hand.
Yeah, so Jonathan's put together two volumes now of U.S. Fountain pen patents. Nicely done books, listing of all of them, and then a lot of the better drawings and stuff are in there, and they're big volumes, and I think we still have them at the store. They've got to be, what, about 3 inches thick, maybe?
Easily. They're
big books. They're amazing for research. I can't wait to get the time to start digging into them. But so he signs, you know, and he had, what, 100 copies of the second edition or the second volume, and he's signing it with this new pencil that he just got. It's an Aiken Lambert tree trunk. And if you know anything about the tree trunk pens by Waterman, they are to say they're rare is kind of an understatement. But to find the same pattern done for Aiken Lambert, it's got to be probably I don't know of anybody that's ever seen another.
That's crazy.
And he of course he. He won't sell it to me.
Well, no.
But I couldn't afford it if he did because he told me what he paid for it. And so, But no, it was really cool. It's one of those pens that, you know, you can't see anywhere else. So you go to a pen show and you see it. But that was really neat. And then, of course, right next to us was our good friend from Texas, Presnell Wood.
Oh, I love him.
And we love Presnell. He's just such a...
I just love his accent.
He's the nicest.
You gotta love a sweet Southern man with that little drawl. Yeah.
He's so polite. And
he's so soft-spoken.
Yeah. And he's always finding these killer pens. I don't know how he does it. I guess, you know, he's been doing this for a long time. And so people just call him now. He doesn't have to do anything. So about 3 weeks ago, he got a call from a guy with an estate. Said he had hundreds of pens. And so, of course, President says, okay, well, I'll come down there and I'll take a look at him. So he goes and takes a look at him. He says he buys half of them. So I can't even imagine what he left behind. But he bought half of the pens. And among them was one that I picked up. And I had seen this thing on his table on Friday. I had actually been about, I bet I was 10 feet away from the thing, and I saw it. Somebody picked it up. I mean, it was just that obvious. But it was huge. So from 10 feet away, I could tell it was a big, big pen.
Yep.
And I went to his table and on Saturday, and it was still there. And I said, you know, we worked out a price, and I have it in my hands right now. So it's really a nice piece. And I think George really thought it was a nice piece too. So if George is impressed by it, then I feel like I did a pretty good job. But here's the Wayne shot. This is a number 8 sized Julius Schnell Master Pen eyedropper. It's a slip cap. It's got a huge, huge nib, which says Master Pen 14K number 8. It's an eyedropper. It's big. I mean, it's 5 3/4 inches long, capped and posted. It's just a mammoth 7.5 inches long. And maybe what's coolest about it, I think, is it has a slip clip on it, add-on clip that was made by Maybe Todd and Company. Really, really a tasteful design, called the Clipper, and obviously made for a very large pen. So it's probably been on this pen for a very, very long time. Very simple, very plain, no marks anywhere except for the nib, in perfect shape. You guys know how I like these number 8 size eyedroppers and pens, and they're hard to come by. And he found it 3 weeks ago at an estate sale.
I know. And you know, he's just so, I don't want to say nonchalant about it, but he's just never, like, he never brags. He never comes off as like, oh, look what I got. It's always, wait till you see. Like, he's just excited to, you know, be able to hold it. There's never a sales push. It's great.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, this is two shows in a row now that I've managed to be fortunate enough to come home with a number 8 size eyedropper. Chicago being that ridiculously amazing Maybe Todd Swan. And now the Julius Schnell, which is interesting because it's a third tier pen, which makes it, to me, more interesting. So happy to get that. So what else went on Saturday?
I'm just impressed that that's two shows in a row you've brought home pens with nibs.
All right. Now, okay, just it does need a retip. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
No. It means you're in, like, no nib rehab or something. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I mean, I actually, believe it or not, I was trying, and I know this is crazy, I was trying to go the whole show without buying a pen.
Okay.
Obviously, I only made it halfway through, but the price was right. And Presnell doesn't attend shows on Sunday.
So, no, he doesn't.
I know Presnell's a pastor.
We learned that the hard way.
Yeah. Presnell's a pastor, and he doesn't work on Sundays. So every show, if you want a pen, you got to buy him by Saturday. So
Yep, very true.
Anyway, what else?
The auction was all right.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't the best auction I've ever been to.
Well, I mean, all of Terry's auctions are fun. Don't get me wrong. There just really wasn't anything that jumped out at us, and we didn't even share a number, so, you know. Like, I didn't bid on anything separate from Brian's.
So you know, it doesn't make sense for us to have a low bidding number when you're up at the front, so we gave our number to George because knowing he was probably going to have to step out early.
Right.
And it didn't matter whether I was number one or number 101. So,
yeah, that's true. You had to wait for me.
Yeah,
It
went pretty quickly. There were a couple of really nice sterling silver dip pens. One of them being just amazingly ornate. We were looking at it before the auction and trying to compare it to maybe no. Ben and George and I were looking at it and kind of trying to compare it and see who it was, and we were thinking of Unger Brothers, but that wasn't it. I mean, it was among that in that class. I mean, they're really, really nice, nicely done sterling work. There was a snail pattern repoussé dip pen holder, but I had one fairly similar, so I decided to let that one go. And then there were a couple of combos that were really interesting, but I'm going through it, and I lost out on all those. And then there was one occasion where a pen was going, and it was getting ready to sell, and I just couldn't see it go for $40. So I raised my hand, I bid $45, and I won this cute little wall, silver filled number 3 size. Metal pen.
Yeah, I was a little confused.
Why were you confused?
Well, because it's little.
Well, it's...
Usually you like bigger pens.
Well, I do, but, you know, I have been trying to win a silver-filled wall now for I don't know how many auctions. I know there was one last year that I lost, and I think there was another one in Columbus maybe that showed up that I lost. I could just go find one and buy it, but it's more fun to get it in the auction. But it's got a neat chevron pattern on it. It's silver filled. It's not sterling. Kind of harder to find than an actual sterling wall. But really super good shape. Nice flexible nib. So
yeah, that's fine.
You know, it was cheap enough, and that was that. And so there were some deals to be had, I think, in the auction. But just there was a lot of acumatics. There were.
Yeah, a lot of the same kind of thing.
Yeah, number 51.
It was fine. But, you know, you also have to rely on whatever is available from all different people
right.
who are willing to put something in the auction. So, you know, it's not like shopping.
No, I mean, I understand that it's difficult to put together 100 pieces and try to make some sense of that for an auction. But... you know, and it's hard to compare auctions to the Columbus auction is Columbus and Chicago are the two best auctions of the year, and thank heavens they're 6 months apart.
Yes,
they're fabulous. You just can't compare them to anything else. Nothing else is even close. They're just their breadth and depth of pens that show up at those auctions are just amazing. So, so that went to about 10:30, and then. We hit the sack. It was a long day. And Sunday rolled around pretty quick. Breakfast.
We had to get up early. I had a breakfast meeting at 8, so we had to be up and packed and out of the hotel and drive the 5 miles to get to the show hotel by 8. And we actually were there early.
We were That's there early, impressive. Yeah, and had breakfast, and Lisa did her thing, and then I got to hang out with Ryan Krusak.
He's a trip.
And that Although was fun.
He and Brandon were both very ill. They must have. They think that they ate something bad at the. What was it called?
Well, they went out to this. They went out to this place. It was about a half hour, 45 minutes outside of Cary, and they went and did this barbecue. and they had, you know, brisket and pulled pork and, I mean, all this stuff. I mean, they tried just loads of stuff. They came back and they were not feeling the greatest. So, in fact, all Ryan was having was coffee, and Brandon was having some tea, and that was about it. And then finally they got around to maybe having choking down some eggs, but
they were both still not feeling well even later in the day. I gave them some mints that I like for settling my stomach, and some Tums and some Advil.
Yeah.
But apparently they were both up most of the night and looking a little green the next day. And it wasn't from drinking.
It wasn't. It was just
something that they'd eaten.
Ate or whatever.
You know, on the last day of a pen show, you're tired. You know, you're not sleeping in your own bed. Even if it's a great bed, it's still not home. And now you've got to be up. You don't feel well. You can't just go back to bed.
Nope.
You can't just ask somebody, you know, like a spouse or someone to... you know, honey, can you make me some tea? You're at the mercy of, you know, a strange place and strange people, and I just felt really bad for both of them. So
I had breakfast with them, and then I went over and that was the funniest thing. So we're waiting for the doors to open, right? And I'm sitting there with Ben Mayhorter, Pendleton Brown, and somebody else, I can't remember who it was, and just telling the funniest jokes. They're completely inappropriate for on the air, but Pendleton's just really, I couldn't believe he was telling these jokes, but
he's a funny man.
He is a funny man. So
I miss it when he sings.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in a while. DC probably not even last year before, I think, is the last time we heard him do it.
No, he sang, I think, since then, but Pendleton always sings this impromptu goodbye song. He names off all the vendors, and it's kind of a blessing, kind of a safe travels thing. But it's very sweet. But he's got an amazing voice. So
yep.
One of these days we'll have to get out the Knight Rider video and watch him in that again.
I wonder if it's on Netflix.
It might be. We should check it out.
Check it out on Netflix. And for those of you who don't know, Pendleton was in
Pendleton was an actor.
A couple of episodes of Knight Rider, among other things. He played a number of small roles back in the 80s.
I think so.
Yeah, but anyway.
It's cool. I never met anybody who was in Knight Rider before.
I know, right?
It's kind of cool.
I should ask him, did you get to touch the car? Did you, did you get to ride in the car? Did you get to ride in kit?
I'm sure he did not.
Did you get to talk to the Huff?
I'm sure. Yeah, I think he. Yeah, if you ask him, he'll tell you about that.
I get the feeling he's not embarrassed by it, but he's just, you know.
No, no.
He's moved on.
So, then just after the show, we packed up, drove back.
Sunday was just your regular Sunday, right? I mean, it wasn't too
exciting. Yeah, I mean, now we'll get to some of the good stuff in a minute, but. Yes, I mean, Sunday was actually decently busy. There were still definitely people. I mean, some Sundays at some shows, nobody even walks in the door until noon, and right. Half the vendors leave at 2, and this, I thought, was better attended by both vendors and attendees for a longer portion of the day.
Yeah.
And people were still...
I was happy with it, so, I mean, you know... At some point, you figured out how well you're doing, and at some point, you're like, okay, it's okay to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Not be worried about Sundays. So.
Well, it was, you know, we had a good spot. We were, we kind of T-intersectioned into Franklin Christoph, so that's always fun.
Love those guys.
Yeah. And so it's actually... Yeah, there's always jokes going back and forth, and we hammered out a couple things. And
some exciting stuff coming.
Yeah. The next
2 months before DC, probably for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we're gonna talk about that.
What do you want to talk about? Project A or Project B?
Well, technically there are three. Why don't you?
Well, yeah, B and C are kind of the same, though.
That's true. All right, why don't you bring one up?
We are discussing a possible third Franklin Christoph Ben.
That's three.
And this one's really special, I think.
Yes.
I don't want to give it away.
I can't wait to get the prototype. OMG.
Yeah. So we've got two prototypes coming. We're going to try to pick between the two. Really, really fantastic. Now this one is a little different. It's different.
Yeah.
It's
quite a departure for a Franklin Christoph pen, actually.
Yes. So
I think we're rubbing off on him.
So that's that's coming down the pipe, you want to talk about B and C?
Yeah, Scott has. We already actually placed the order, so we can talk about it. Scott has two new pen cases, and one is a 3-zip in a, I believe it's a silk cotton blend fabric. Very durable, very nice. Feels a lot like Silk du Peony. It's beautiful.
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking. when I felt that, the first thing that came to my mind is like this big bubble over my head, Silk du Peony.
It's a good thing this is a family-friendly show.
What the heck is du Peony?
It's a type of fabric.
Is it a brand? What the hell is that? So okay, I want to show hands in the chat. Who the hell knows what a Silk du Peony is?
Can we go off air so I can say a couple of inappropriate things?
I don't think so.
It's a really nice silk blend. And so we are having some. Actually, Scott was the one who brought this up. He's like all excited now about Anderson Blue. Just. Whatever. So we have these gorgeous Anderson Blue 3-pen zip cases. They're more of a rectangular shape than the ones that we have in leather. And these are very cool.
Yep.
The second thing is in the same color, which Scott calls Anderson Blue.
I'm not seeing any hands here.
Screw you all.
du Peony. Can you spell that?
Anyway, the second one is the single pen holder that you put around your neck.
Yeah, the neck holder.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So they're being made. We are very excited to have them come.
They should be here soon. I think Scott was placing the order this week.
Well, he was already on it while we were in the car on the way.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
He's like, I know you're in the car, but here's what I came up with. So
yeah, so he's excited.
For the record, I don't think Scott knew. I don't think Scott calls it a du Peony.
No, I'm just saying it's like that. It's like a silk cotton blend. And
where else can we find du Peony? Prane knows what du Peony is, frankly.
You could bing that.
Bing that stuff.
I had a blazer made out of that anyway.
Du Peony. Okay. Doobie, 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 doobie,
doo. Don't.
Okay. All right.
We have a really nice couch downstairs.
We do. Isn't that nice? Okay. Oh, that must be Eddie G. He's got a couple suits made of du Peony still.
Thank you, Eddie G.
Eddie G. Okay. All right. All right. All right. I would expect Eddie to know that. Eddie's a well-dressed man.
Damn right. Anyway. We're done. I'm out. Goodbye.
All right. Enough of that. All right. So, anyway, exciting new stuff coming from Franklin Christoph, exclusive to us, coming up pretty soon. So
yes.
We're very, very happy about that. So the pen that's coming is going to be fantastic.
Yes, that's all I'm going to say about that. No silk was involved. Very, very cool stuff. And Scott and Jim are just so awesome to work with. Jim's got such a great sense of humor. So, anyway. What else is new and exciting?
That was kind of the Raleigh show. We got a couple new things in at the store, and that should wrap it up for the week, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so Lisa gives me another one of these. Oh, guess what came in the mail today?
Oh, man.
And you didn't even take a picture of it.
Well, yeah, I know. So we got a big box. And I love Chad, our UPS guy. He's such a trip. He always brings in, you know, his big, big cart, and he plays similar to the guessing game we play with you. You know, guess what we moved around today, or, you know, hot and cold, let's see if you can find what we moved or what's new or whatever. Chad plays the same game with us, and he says, guess how many of these boxes are for you? So... he's a trip. I like him a lot. So he brought in a box, and you know, I always clap my hands, get all excited. I'm like, okay, where is it from? And he says, Texas. And I knew what it was. So we got a fairly hefty package from Noodlers. And we got in a boatload of Conrad acrylics. Finally.
Including
the new, and I don't know who named this, obviously Nathan did. Here you go, Wayne. I'm going to hang this up here for quite a while. It's called Yellow Fur, that's F-E-R, Delance. But this one is a new one. We also were restocked with a number of the other Conrad acrylics, so it's really, really nice to have those back. And
they're
it's been
nice
a while.
Looking pens. Yeah, they're nice looking yes. pens. So.
Yes.
So.
Kevin, we're gonna get to you in just a minute.
We're gonna get to that in a second.
The other thing that we got in, actually 2 weeks ago, I guess, but we just got them up. What else do we get? Do you want to do yours?
No, you do yours.
All right. When Ross
I have a little flexibility in when I can get mine out.
Okay. Thanks, Wayne. When Ross Cameron, our Yaffa rep, came up to see the store and to see us, and he brought that big, huge carry-on of all his binders. That was great. He brought us some new pens that we've ordered, and they came in, and we actually took them to the show. So we have the – you can't really see it all that well.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a Conklin Herringbone.
Yeah, it's based on the Enduro size. It is a really a stunning pen. It's really, really pretty.
The blue is kind of a slate blue.
It's called Deep Sea Blue, and then the next one is slate gray. It's great. Well, silver and slate gray.
Silver. Yeah. This is very, very pretty. So you've got the kind of lighter silver. It looks more white on camera, but it's definitely silver with the other silver trim. And then this one I think is very cool.
Yeah, I like that one I think the best.
It's what's it called? Slate gray?
Slate gray, yep.
It's not a blue gray, but it's definitely not a light gray. It's not a charcoal. It's a very interesting color.
Yeah,
I
and
like
these pens all have essentially they have a chasing pattern on them.
Yeah, it's a wave. It's a herringbone pattern.
And you can feel very the texture. Cool. It's the light texture on the pen. I think it's really, really cool. And they all have cartridge converters, of course, but they have a really nice, well-done two-tone nib.
Oh, let me show you the nib.
Can you see that? Probably can't see that. Oh, yeah, it's not bad. You can see it. It's got the nice crescent for the breather hole. It's got the crescent on the cap band. It's really a kind of a cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Really neat. Nice. And it's not as heavy as it looks.
No, I can't. And it's a good size in the hand. I don't know that I would go much bigger. I have fairly small hands, but I could use this.
Yep.
Ooh, I can't decide between the blue and the gray. The gray is very cool.
So. Yeah, I think the gray would go with anything.
Yes.
Any color shirt, if you're going to do that, match your pen to your clothes, then gray will go with anything. It's really neat color. So. Most of these are up on the site right now.
Yes, working on that.
So, including ballpoints.
Yes.
I just said that word.
I know.
But they're neat. They're kind of neat.
I know. Brian actually insisted that we order some ballpoints today for the store, just so you know.
I can't help it, you know. I mean, it just is. Cool. So I'm getting broken in. So anyway.
Brian has the cool stuff.
Well, no, I don't have the cool stuff. I have stuff that is cool. So amongst all the rest of the Alpha stuff that we ordered, we got these in, and they are up on the site now. Some of you may be familiar with these. They're by Stipula, and they are really, really fantastic pens. I cannot determine which one I want to keep for myself. They're very nicely sized, acrylic, balance shaped, the Model T with the titanium T-flex nib. And you can't see it here. It's, you know, it's a real dark, dark nib. And these really have some pretty serious flex for a modern pen. Really nice. And here, so this is the malachite in green. Really kind of a pretty, really pretty pattern. Very tastefully done. You know, sometimes the Stipula pens have a maybe not as graceful clip, but these are really nicely done. And then we have them in what's called pyrite, and there are two versions of pyrite as far as I'm concerned. This is the dark version.
Oh, I hate that.
Well, you know, and then there's one that's lighter than the other one, so we decided to segregate them out. But kind of an ivory and gray with a flecks of gold pyrite. And really, seriously, I'm gonna actually get a writing sample up, hopefully this week, on these pens. The flex on these is ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. And the best part is these pens come with an O-ring built into the barrel, the cartridge converter. But they have an O-ring built into the barrel, and they come with an eyedropper, so you can use them as an eyedropper. So I think reasonably priced.
Yes.
They're not I don't think they're bad. They come in just over two. Nice solid feel, they post well. It's just a nice pen. So.
Brian was drooling when he was testing Ross's pen. And then when we got it in, the problem was we only got the malachite, which I think is very pretty. We got that in first. And now we just got the new pyrite. So.
Pyrite. And there's a couple others that we're getting, so I have to...
You have to wait.
I want to wait and see which one... let's see which one I want.
Okay. That's fine. I don't want one because I don't do flex. So it's all you. That means I can get a different one. How about a Unica? I could get the blue Unica.
You already have a Unica.
Well, I have the blue one.
Hello.
Ta-da. Well, you know what? I'm excited about other news. So just, you know, give me a break. People want to know. You ready to tell? Are we done with pens?
We're done with pens, yeah. So.
All right. So here's the deal. Two big things coming. Two big things.
What's the second one?
Well, there's just rumor going around.
No, it's just rumor, so I don't really want to talk about it.
Well, we need to address the rumor.
Well, I think our statement is we don't know.
Somewhere online, it's been written that several Sailor ink colors are being discontinued. We got in touch with our Sailor rep, and he is checking with Sailor Japan. It possibly can happen. We've certainly seen an uptick in sales of the regular ink colors. So I'm not sure. We will let you know as soon as we know. But I do know for a fact that Sailor in the U.S. has plenty of stock, and we have ordered more of the regular colors quite a bit. Yeah. So we will have plenty for a while. So that's the first thing. The more exciting news, and you all want to make sure that you are paying attention, because here's the deal. The seasonal inks that are coming in June. Do I get noise for this?
Oh, hang on. Sorry.
I think I need noise.
I was trying to answer a question in the chat there. All
right. We'll be here on Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did that over. You say that again. When will they be here?
Friday. And this...
Sorry.
We got to work that out. This Friday, according to tracking, we will have our stuff on Friday. Now, only 100 of each color are going to be available. We have taken a good chunk of that. These will still go fast. So put them in your cart. Do the back in stock notification. Request that email, because as soon as we get them in and check them in, we will upload the quantity to the site, and then it will send you an email. And I'm telling you, you want to click that sucker right away.
Yeah, we have more back in stock notifications for Yamadori than we are actually getting, and we have a lot.
Yes. Coming.
So put it in your cart. When you get it, then you can just bang it out. So if you want. Otherwise, what did they say? They don't
July.
Have July will be the next shipment. So
yes, sometime in mid July. So if you don't get it this time around, it will be at least four to six weeks.
Yeah.
Until the second round. We will do the swabs first thing in the morning. Brian will take pictures of them and get them up that afternoon, but some of them will be gone before then.
Yep.
So.
And we will have samples available.
Yes.
But yes. The Yamadori, it looks amazing. I just want to ink up some pens and be done with it.
Yeah. We're excited about the new colors. And
Wayne.
Dave has already started to get boxes assembled for it, so I mean, we honestly do anticipate it's going to be one heck of a weekend.
Yep.
So, bring the kids in. I think they're bringing in the extra mailman. It's going to be great. But the inks will be here on Friday. It's the 8 new or re-released what they call the seasonal sailor colors.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Wayne bought the swabs. No, I don't sell my swabs. But anyway, that's the really big news. I was so excited when I got tracking, called my rep. I said, all right, based on the weight, this has to be the ink, but I thought it was going to be another couple weeks. And he said, no, it is the ink. So we are super, super excited,
yep.
Especially since we just got a boatload of pens in last week.
So
definitely Sailor is the bomb.
And this time around, they all have Japanese names, which is going to make it completely confusing for us, because I'm going to get them mixed up with Roshizuku, and it's do you?
I do. I did.
I can't even pronounce these. I mean, I get at least I can't pronounce these. Nioi Sumire, Okuyama, Yamadori, Shigure, Sauten, Okiwamatsu.
You've got Yamadori in Sailor and Yamabudo in Hiroshizuku. So, yeah, we'll just go out for sushi that night and get it over with.
We will. Yeah, you can have awesome. The sushi, and I don't know.
There you go.
Anyway, there it is.
Big news, Sailor Ink coming soon to a store. Oh, us.
Near us. So, anyway, we're excited about that. That's going to be fun. So.
Yeah, that's about it. Anything else exciting? It's just nice to be home. We're going to be home for 2.5 months. Oh, you know what we should mention? We should maybe do this as part of the shout-outs, but we've got a bunch of people coming up to see us.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to see Mike and Audrey Madison, and they're just great. Can't wait to see them. They're actually going to come up for a week to go see some of Audrey's family. And then they're going to pop out and see us, and we will have a really good time. And Martin Ferguson, the man we bought our big giant Parker case from, he's coming up to see us. And we are looking into flying Deb Basil up for a calligraphy class, so we're going to see if we can swing that.
Yep.
She's excited because then she can come up, teach the class, and then go see Susan Worth down in Milwaukee. So that would be fun for her. So
now are we going down to see Susan? Martin was saying maybe we were.
I think we are.
We should go down and check
it out. We may take a road trip this weekend. Now that we're home.
Now that we're home, yeah. 6 days home, we're going to take a road trip.
Let's just say it involves a trailer.
Involves a trailer and a 6-foot-long case.
So we'll let you know how that goes next week. At least it's a shorter drive than when we went to Virginia.
Oh, yeah. So it's got to be hours, better. Whatever. Yeah. Which means we got a call. It's late, so.
But anyway, that's it for what's new at the store and new stuff that's coming in. We do have some other things on the way, including some new paper from Brodia.
Oh, get out. Are you serious?
We've got the ice coming.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. And some of the other new stuff. So, ta-da! They make a landscape webbing now.
Take away your purchasing credit card or something.
Nope. This stuff is cool. There is a landscape webby. So, anyway. All right.
Danny's going to bed.
That's it.
All right. Comments, suggestions, or topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. Send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog, of course, blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new events, new products, special sales, all sorts of stuff happening on the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast, and we will see you next week. Good night.
Night, guys.